Here now to do the intro to our second highlight reel, so to speak, please give a warm, if remote, listener welcome to someone you will know from her masterful comments on the podcast website. Take it away, Dragon Mom.
What are these just ahead? Oh my goodness, they might be. No, they are. Strap in for the highlights, lovingly culled from episodes 11 through 20 of The Ride to Redacted. Listeners, please be advised that there are occasional cuss words in these highlights. So now you know.
Lately, I noticed that I've taken to really leaning into having fun, personal conversations on the phone with technical support, customer service type people, specifically at Verizon. Like, yeah. I had modem and router problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, that tends to happen to someone your age.
Yeah. It's called English dumping. We've done it once before. I forget when.
Oh, dumping on English people in the
English
podcast?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were talking about leaving them up on Everest. It's called English dumping. Perfect. We've done it.
It's an unspoken thing. The Sherpas, in
you
their
thought,
language, they talk about
the
it.
You thought the Boston Tea Party was bad.
You want to do more of an intro or just...
Yeah, no, I will.
Okay.
Let me work.
Okay.
You think this is my first fucking day on the job?
Yeah, I think I also don't mind looking stupid. Obviously, I mean, I do improv.
I mean, we're doing this podcast.
I feel like the rest of this is just bonus, because yeah. I feel like it's like a silvery fish that's, like, been grabbed, wriggling from a stream.
Uh-huh.
Think of us as bears.
Okay. And what is the fish that we've grabbed?
Right, okay. No, I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay.
It's just a fish. No,
half a metaphor.
This episode, we've got one.
Oh, we fucking got it, is what you're saying.
That's pretty much what I'm
saying. Okay, but we're not here to rehash what... the good work that Radiolab does.
Yeah, they do fine work.
You can go and listen to their many fine products.
I do enjoy talking about these other podcasts on ours. Not to guilt them out, but I notice I haven't returned
the favor.
No.
You can't even say it.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we... Sorry. when you have a certain feeling of I can't see. Oh God, oxygen. When you have a feeling of security in who you are as a podcaster, then you can afford to be taught. You know, you can share the joy, share the love. Not a problem. And obviously, you know, for all their talent and fame. The Ira Glasses of the world.
They're not, a little insecure.
They're not there yet. You know, you'll get there, Ira. You
this
do
is turning
you.
From Steve therapy Hang to in. Ira Glass.
Yeah.
Long distance therapy.
Yeah.
That car in front of us says Wantagh, Long Island, which is where MJ grew up.
Okay, what are the odds?
I mean, they're not nothing, I guess.
They're 100% right now.
Yeah, that's not how odds work. But I think at one point I had you write out for me the notation for the intro jazz piece that they played for the Worcester and Jeeves.
Worcester and Jeeves. I had a
DVDs.
Feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Which we will now sing.
Do 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 do
It's all about the journey.
It's all about the journey.
Man.
Man. Do you need me to pull up a GPS, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but nobody fucking listens to our shit.
Do we have to uncrumple it?
Uncrumple? You would be shocked how many people really, really did not learn those skills early enough in their life and are pushing 50 or so and blowing up at cashiers and whatever. There's and you're like, hey, friend, catch a bubble. It is not your turn to talk.
They're still trying to uncrumple that tinfoil ball.
Yeah, and they're going to hurt themselves.
Wow. Whoa. All right, I think we have to end it there. All right. Okay.
Handshake? Okay. A pleasure doing business with you.
Maybe we're all celebrities if you just define the field narrow enough.
Like, yeah, if you use words wrong enough, they can mean whatever the fuck you want them to mean.
Well, it's occurred to me the other day thinking about this podcast that it's not road noise, it's road music. The music of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, that does sound like something like a like long-haul trucker would say.
The music of the road. Yeah, because that long-haul trucker in particular is poetic.
Yeah. He has a deeply sensitive soul that his wife who left him 8 years ago really didn't appreciate.
And I wore this blue, used, I don't know where I got it, pork pie hat.
Would you wear one today?
I would not be seen dead with it.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Zygazunt.
Oh, you want to pause it? Make sure we got it.
Oh, all right.
Make sure we were recording.
Or even turn it off. All right.
We were recording.
We got it.
Okay. Cowabunga.